Welcome to the Devon Dad Adventures podcast, a super occasional podcast chronicling life in Devon, England. Good evening and welcome to another one of these little podcasts where I can basically sit down and watch an episode of The Simpsons whilst basically forming a defense of the man, the myth, the legend that is Homer Simpson. All stemmed from a church talk that I listened to one day where one of the points to start with, and I'm sure it was meant in jest, it was, don't be like Homer. I'm like, you know what? Is Homer Simpson really that bad? Let's find out. And that's partly the point of this series of podcasts. The other point is, well, everywhere is shut and there's not much else to do around here right now except stay in, watch Disney Plus. So today's episode is Homer's Odyssey. Last week I commented about how I should maybe concentrate on the Homer-centric episodes. And without realising that the next one was actually going to be about Homer anyway. So pressing play now. And whilst watching Simpsons, I might talk about the week just gone or what I'm drinking, what I'm eating, all that sort of thing. So this basically, you know, towards the end of the night when everyone else is in bed. And it's me and an episode of The Simpsons and whatever. Oh, gonna adjust that. A little bit of volume work. Is the remote control going to work? Today's blackboard gag was I will not skateboard in the hall. There we go, that's probably better. Yeah, so as I was saying, whilst watching Simpsons, I'll probably talk about whatever it is I'm drinking. Eating that sort of thing, as well as, you know, commenting on animation styles, I guess, and how old this is, you know, and any memories that kind of conjures up, because I was in like middle school or something when Simpsons was first a thing, and you know, there is no such thing as middle schools anymore. Man alive. I mean, so the original idea behind this as a podcast was, you know, a Devon dad doing, you know, family outings around Devon, I guess this can sometimes merge into more of a Devon dad sounding old. Right, so we have the opening where Miss Krabuckle, am I sounding tired today? Because I'm sounding tired inside my head. I think this is the first proper conversation between Bart and Otto. I'm losing the power of speech. So Bart's got onto the bus, and the only option is to sit next to a kid who vomits on every bus ride. Poor kid. I'm not sure if I mean Bart or, you know, the kid who actually vomits on every bus ride. Yeah, and we are very much, you know, in Bart's the Joker of the group. territory. We get to have a trip through Springfield. We have a toxic dump. We have a tire yard. Where it's talking about being the home of really old tyres. It's not got the tyre fire joke yet. And they're lost. Just gone past for school again. And we have the twins gradually winding up. But, I mean, let's face it. With a kiss on both cheeks. I mean, I can't remember how old Bart Simpson's meant to be, but it feels like the way to wind a child up at that age. And here we are at the nuclear power plant. Is this for one where they go to power plant? I'm very wet there. Yep, and there he is, vomiting child vomits. And Smithers. I forgot. Crikey. Smithers is like the one black dude. Glad they changed that. Crikey. We have the cartoon all about nuclear energy. Oh, I'm going to turn it up a bit. I'm kind of presuming I'm not going to get in trouble. That's if I can get the remote control working. There we go. Let's just have a quick look at the memo. Oh, no. It can't be coming up with that. It can't be coming up too much. That's fine. So this is like the old public information films of the kind of 70s, well, is it 60s, 70s, you know, where when public information animated little cartoons were really a thing. I mean, I was talking to and my wife the other day that well, we're talking about the old public information films in America, not in America, here in England, which we used to watch when we were in school, and my flipping days, they were terrifying. They had like stuff about kids getting their. Well, is there a noise? No. They had kids like getting stuck on train lines and things like that, and yeah. Burns itself into my soul. And we have the first sight of the three-eyed fish. And we have Homer at work. Doing his best Fred Flintstone impression. He's probably not quite got his desk yet. So, Homer causes an accident. In front of, you know, all the kids. And, you know, it's an accident in a nuclear power plant. And now he's fired. And, you know, poor chap, it was because he was, you know, waving at his son. he, you know, obviously should have probably been paying attention to what he was doing. But, you know, he was paying more attention to his son than his job for that one instant. And, you know, okay, admittedly it was, well, it is a nuclear power plant, and that's not the place that you ever want to have any sort of accident take place ever, but they sorted it pretty quickly. And he's off trying to find work, just to be met with a montage of doors shut in his face. Which, to be blunt, that must suck. But, you know, it's, I can imagine it feeling that way if you're out of work looking for jobs and, yeah, it not happening for you. And, you know, that's bearing in mind that it might feel like it's not happening for you after the first job application, you know? I mean, admittingly, he's now back in the bar. You know, Mo's a bit harsh. And it's not exactly like, you know, his mates are rushing to bail him out. And now he's up late at night thinking about what is happening. So, you know, when we talk about not being like Homer, we're basically talking about, you know, a dude that's awake late at night and worried about getting stuff for his family. That sounds very human to me. And now we have a depressed Homer, which, yeah. Ooh. Okay, depressed Homer lying on the settee with his eyeballs being poked at by his baby. And I, speaking as a father, I'm fairly certain I've had my eyeballs poked at. Now he's been sold, you know, hope by a beer commercial. Say he's the guy who sat here on his own settee, drinking, today I am drinking skinny lager, which, is a gluten-free lager. It's nice, it's good, it's very much worth its money. And now in a moment of just wanting some cash to get himself a beer after watching the said beer commercial, he's, I guess, cracked and broken Bart's little piggy bank into bits. Oh. And, yeah, okay, we're taking, I guess, the first real kind of slightly dark U-turn in Simpsons, in that after realising what he's done, he's wrote a suicide note, which isn't funny, but I was laughing at him pausing to, well, it's like, whilst carrying a massive boulder, he went to open up the gate, realised it was squeaking, and then oiled it. Which is funny. But, you know, also talks about what sort of character this guy is. And we've got some, we've got a weird old couple. I think it's their neighbours. Wondering if Homer's off to kill himself or take his boulder for a walk. So not exactly got the greatest support network near him. Apart from his family, who, upon seeing what happened, has rushed to stop him. Seeing his family rush towards him, almost getting knocked over by the door. What is wrong with me today? By a car. Stops his family from being knocked down, and has realised that, you know, okay, it's, on one hand, it's not the world's most massivist aim to have a stop sign on a street, but he's basically wanting to make the world safer. So next scene cuts to town hall, I guess. He's now attempting to make a speech to argue for this stop sign. And, you know, the guys in charge didn't really pay attention, but they agreed anyway. And he's got this moment of going, whoa! What else can I do? So he kind of goes off in this kind of safety drive, I guess. Where, you know, the newspaper loves him for two or three shots before he, until they get bored of him. And he's now kind of in a park surrounded by signs encouraging people to keep themselves safe. But he's not exactly stopping there either. He's realised that it's small battles, and then it's like, hold on, we've got a nuclear power plant right next to us. Maybe we should do something about that. So he's, you know, organised what looks like some sort of mass protest. Crikey. Nah, it's not Ned Flanders. Looks like him, right? I'm so glad that, you know, well, no, they didn't. I guess The Simpsons kind of went down the route of having, you know, less people of ethnic minorities and making more of a gag about it, which is a shame. But I guess they're not playing up on Smithers fancying Burns yet. So I guess that they went down a different route with that character. And after, you know, one mass protest, he's already got a meeting with Mr. Burns, who at this stage is still, well, he is always the big scary boss, but they totally play up his big and scariness at this point. So this is how he gets his desk. And you know, this is an interesting one, really. In that, on one hand, Burns is offering him a job in charge of safety. Homer's there saying, "What? I caused more problems than anyone else." But, you know, at least he's got some sort of job being offered to him. Now he's been asked to go out and tell the crowd outside that the plant is safe. He's like, "What?" It's like, I don't want to say that there's a test of integrity going on here, because, you know, it almost makes it sound like I'm talking up more around The Simpsons than there really is. But it is about Homer's integrity. You know, he's been told, if you want this job, go and do this. And he doesn't quite, well, he doesn't believe in what he's been told to say to, you know, the crowd of people. So he goes back in, he says to Burns he can't do it, and he still gets a job. Now he's saying goodbye to his band of, I don't know, faithful followers, if that's the word. Announcing that he's been appointed the safety inspector. He's got a raise. And there's the fall. Oh! And he falls off the building to somehow be caught by the people underneath. Which, you know, probably stops him from being massively injured. But I'm not sure how he managed to fall in that direction anyway. Anyway, this has possibly been more rambly than the other two I've done. If you've made it this far, well done. I'm sorry. I probably do sound tired, don't I? I should probably edit this together and go to bed and not watch another one. Anyway, I hope you have a good week. I'll probably catch you next time. Bye.